Let's do it.
No pressure. Lettuce starts with the president. White House yesterday says President Trump was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, which is a common blood flow issue, causes swelling in your ankles and legs. Doctors say it is quite mild, certainly in Trump's case. Said the doctor called it benign, common, particularly among adults over the age of 70. Trump, 79. Also, Trump not reporting any pain from this. Says it's in excellent health overall, the president, and that the physician's report would be released. Said this yesterday. It was, and it was posted last night. Speaking of releasing documents, Trump has ordered the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to allow the release of the grand jury testimony in the case of Jeffrey Epstein. And evidently somewhere in this would be the Epstein list. So it's been a rocky couple of weeks on that front. And he said that last night. Attorney General said making that order today. Also, the House approved last night Trump's $9 billion, the Doge bill. Approved that. So
big,
it's
beautiful bill?
Cutting. No, that was already.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I'm so confused.
This is the $9 billion cut, mainly to public broadcasting and NPR, who I believe right now is, if we tune live, yes, they're doing a radiothon. They are doing a radiothon right now. They're going to need to. Yeah, that House approved that. And speaking of the Attorney General, they're pressing forward with reopening Alcatraz. Toured Alcatraz, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Internal Secretary Doug Burnham. They were there, Alcatraz, pointing at things and saying, yep, we're gonna open up Alcatraz, presumably to house those that are probably on the Epstein list.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know.
So by now, you've probably heard about that Coldplay concert outside of Boston. And everybody knows who the CEO of the company Astronomer is. That would be one Andy Byron. Well, the lady he had his arms around is his head of HR, Kristen Cabot. Now, how convenient is this? She was just hired to the company in November and gushed on her LinkedIn page that their conversations before she was hired had her energized about the new opportunities. Well, he bragged about her exceptional leadership skills. Now, Chris Martin, the singer of Coldplay, was on stage.
He knew,
the Kiss Cam panned.
He knew
it. Yeah, it all went downhill from there.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay?
Look at these two.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yeah. So Mr. Byron's wife, Megan, has removed her married name from social media. Also deleted her Facebook page entirely. He's worth somewhere between $20 and $70 million.
Was.
So that alimony bill could be taking a dent out of that. But congratulations to the lovebirds.
If I am at this company, I am definitely contacting the head of HR.
Oh my God. I would like to just speak to your supervisor now.
I don't know which is more embarrassing. Probably being at a Coldplay concert when it comes down to it.
She's so energized.
Yeah. Well, there was a bit of fake news that filtered around. Started late last weekend, and it was the news story that soon to be added to Las Vegas casinos would be the fun family card game Uno. And many were like, this is full-on Vegas vacation coming to life. Because in that, Randy Quaid, takes Clark. And it's like, guess what number I'm thinking games and things like that. And
I forgot about that movie. That
Yahtzee.
Yeah.
You could gamble on. Well, it looked like Uno was going to do that until Uno earlier this week went online and said, a rumor has come to our attention that there will be Uno tables on the casino floors in Las Vegas. Sounds wild. We hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the casino floor isn't ready for us yet. And then they made jokes about stuff and stuff like that. But they are starting Uno social clubs.
Ooh.
And they're rolling those out to bars specifically in Texas, centered around the Austin area, and that'll be as soon as next month. Which eventually Texas will be, it'll be legal to gamble. So there you go, comes full circle, and they just threw a reverse card on you.
Do we need to argue about Uno without adding even more alcohol into this?
Let's throw money on the fire.
There it is.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Anyone else remember mom giving you a big lecture about how you have to wait a half hour after you eat to get in the pool because you could get cramps?
Oh.
And then what'll happen? Now, I would never say that mom was wrong. But this is not really a thing. American Red Cross claims it's not likely to pose a significant safety risk, and it all started with a myth. I know where this came from. That all the blood from your legs would be transported to your stomach and then cause cramping and, of course, make you drown. Yeah, none of that is true. It turns out there's enough blood in your body to go around. And in fact,
lied to.
Yeah, doing a little bit of exercise after eating can actually lower blood sugar as well as your risk of diabetes.
Come on,
so,
Mom.
Yeah.
Where is your manager?
Mrs. Buckner.
Swim for years because of that. There has been, at least at just off informal count, half a dozen spousal murder stories just this week. You had the one about the fentanyl-laced chocolates in Texas.
Yeah, no, that was in Parker County. Was right there.
There's a UC Berkeley professor. This just coming out.
Oh, yeah.
His ex-wife orchestrated a hit on him in Greece. And they're just like this week out of nowhere. Coldplay is on tour. And then finally, studies have shown that mosquitoes are way more attracted to those that drink beer. And also, studies have shown after a few pitchers, beer drinkers are attracted to pretty much anything. There you go.
Remember
what it is.
Friends don't let friends listen to bad radio shows. This public service announcement brought to you by KB and Heather Lee.